neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The donkey of your enemy that is having a hard time to go on because he has too much load on it, so then you have to help him. To the first question that is asked, how could it be that the Torah is informing us if you see the donkey of your enemy? Yehudi never has an enemy. How could it be such a thing? He says, Kiti el'ech hamor sona'acha. How could it be such a thing? Because we have a direct command from the Torah. It says, Vahafta de'la'acha, kamocha. So that means there's no such a thing that Yehudi hates another Yehudi. So how come it says here, when you see the donkey of your enemy?
Talking about the goyim?
No. This is about the Yehudi. So the Gemara explains, Chas v'shalom, there's no such a thing that a Yehudi dislike another Yehudi. So now the Yehudi, sometimes the Yetzer Hara make him do something that he's not supposed to do. The Gemara explained to us, you're not permitted to dislike a Yehudi. You can dislike his action, not the Yehudi itself. So that means he might did something that you don't like. He disobeyed Hashem, so you're permitted to dislike
what he done.
His wrongdoing,
yes.
Not himself. So now here the Gemara explains that there's two actions. One is to load the donkey or unload the donkey. Which comes first?
To load the donkey or unload the donkey?
Yeah, which comes first?
Unload.
So you can load.
Well, what's the matter here?
Load.
We have a direct command from the Torah that you cannot cause animals to go through pain. That's a direct command from the Torah. So now here, so we have a friend that we're very close to, that he needs his donkey to be unloaded. And you happen to see the person that you don't like as much, that he needs his donkey to be loaded. So which one he should do?
Unloaded first.
No, loading the donkey of your enemy, the one that you don't like.
Oh yeah, but the other one takes place first because the animal is going through pain. So we have to take care of the animal that is going through the pain. But this case is your friend donkey that comes first. But the other one that you have to load is the one that you don't like. So which one you should do? One is the direct command from the Torah. One is optional. Which one you do?
The one that directs. So you unload the donkey
of your enemy. Chazal Baruch. Yeah, it's not true.
Okay.
So here we see that Otan Hosha is commanding us, you have to go to your enemy, the one that you dislike, and load the donkey. Why? Because what would happen that when you help the one that you dislike, then automatically the hatred is going to go away. So now we put aside the direct command from the Torah to unload the donkey and we go and help the one that is optional.
Helping the enemy donkey is optional?
When you want to load it, yes.
Loaded.
Yes. So why? Because Hashem is telling us, when you go help the one that you dislike, then this hatred that you build up is going to go away. So what we learn from here?
You load yourself. You unload yourself.
Beautiful. So here we learn that the feeling is just an imagination. And so what happened?
Sometimes the feeling is imagination.
Always, you mean?
Always.
Yes. Why? Because when we feel something toward other people, it's based on what our mentality is all about, what we have built up yourself. And it's not really what the fact of the matter is all about. So now here, so Tanshan is telling us, when you go and have some type of connection with the one that you created this likeness, then by helping him, then he's going to go away. That means many times, as we see, sorry?
How is going to go
away? We see, we have a very beautiful midrash. When Yosef's brother went to Mitzrayim for the first time, so now he took one of the brothers. Who did he take?
He took one of the brothers.
Yeah, who? Which one?
Shimon.
Why he took the Shimon?
Because Shimon was the one who kicked him.
Hazaru Baruch. So now, when he took Shimon, what does he want to do to him? What do you want to do to him? Why he took the one that he cause pain for him? Why? What did he do after the brothers left?
To show him affection.
What did he do?
I don't remember.
What did he do? Isn't that interesting? The only one that he took was the one that kicked him in the pit. After the brothers left, he took Shimon out of the jail and they played backgammon and the Lengimara. Why? Because here Yosef HaSadik knew that he has some type of sin'ah towards Shimon. So he wanted to take care of it. How did he do it? By sitting with him and connecting with him, the hatred that caused, because of he did such a terrible thing, then it went away. So that means many times people say, I forgive him, no, I have nothing to do with it, okay. It never works till you don't sit down and you have some type of activity with the one that created the hatred with you. Then it never is going to go away. And that's why the Tzadon Shain is teaching us, when the donkey of your enemy, even though that the term that is used in the Torah, the periga or teina, that means to unload in it comes first. But here, Tatanshi is commanding us, go help your enemy. Why? Because by helping him, this hatred is going to go away.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.